Tonight, hard work pays off for opportunities like the Nick Eagler's goal that ends up being the game winner early in the third.
Yeah, we had a bunch of those. It was another game. Probably our best offense didn't get in behind them. Just a couple of breakaways that we didn't finish on. But good road game. I liked our game an awful lot right up till it got to be 2-1, and then we were on our heels a little bit. But it was a real good penalty kill and solid game.
Talked a lot about Kyle Connor coming into the game. He gets the opener tonight. How about those three, especially with Shifes and Wheels?
Yeah, they have. I think for Mark and Blake, they excel with Nicky Ehlers there as well because of the speed. And Kyle's done a real good job of becoming a readable player on the ice, which is hard sometimes as a young man for your line mates to get that feel of consistency. And he's been good. So when he's come in. He's had three, I think, really, really strong games in his start, and they've got a good chemistry. That speed is a real benefit to Mark and Blake. Even though they're both fast guys, they don't have to be the first guys on the forecheck all the time. And I think you're seeing those guys; they like playing with each other.
Address the work of the PK unit, particularly your goaltender as well, in that situation?
Yeah, at the end, especially the first save that he makes, that's going to be the difference in your penalty kill and the confidence that you have in it. We're still finding places to be aggressive in our own end. We might be, and I don't want to say too passive, because the kind of power plays that we've seen with Pittsburgh and with these guys, there's a lot that gets to the net, but our stands were good today at the line. We did a really good job and created a couple breakaways off it. So confidence is with every system, but we've got. It seems like we're starting to get some good pairs. There's probably eight guys now right now, and that's with Adam out of our lineup that we feel real comfortable on the kill.
No mystery at all when you play this team. They're always the same.
It's going to be a one-goal game. You can bet on that. And whoever's behind is going to open it up and get a bunch of chances at the end. So it usually, and it probably did today, it ends up being goaltending the difference in our game.
We got the email from the league on the goal that was waved off. How did you think your club handled it? Can you kind of just give us a bit of an insight there as to what you were told during the game?
Well, what they felt it was a hand pass, and that would blow it down, that would negate it. So it's also not reviewable because it's not a hand. It's not knocked into the net with the hand, so the league can't change it. But clearly it showed that puck hit him in the middle of the chest, not his hand, and it's one of those breaks that go against you in a game. And we're all very fortunate that we ended up winning the hockey game and it wasn't the one goal that cost us.
There's some teachable moments, too, in the third. I mean, obviously you don't go in looking for two shots on net, but, I mean, did you like parts of your game?
I liked it up until the goal. I thought at the end of it, our gap, we didn't close the gap on pucks that went from our end into the neutral zone. They countered and came through us far too easily. But those are things that we can certainly work on.
So you get 14 out of 22 points to start off the year. First month is over. Where do you assess your club at right now?
I think there's, lots of really good areas to improve on. What I like is the general theme I felt since the Columbus game at home, which is late. I think we're playing faster, and that is the style of game that we have to play. We're moving the puck a little bit quicker. We're a little simpler through the neutral zone, and I mean, we still think that we can generate more shots, put more pucks to the net, but... Yeah, it's a decent. I don't. 20 games is the start for me, the quarter pole. But we've been fortunate, and we've had good goaltending, so we're on the right side of the ledger.
Defending better was one of your big keys coming into the year. Where are you at in that process after 10?
Oh, we're considerably better. I mean, we have 13 goals in our first two games, and so the numbers suggest in our last four in the hockey part of it. Anyway, we've given up one. We're better. I mean, our low position on our end of the ice is clearly better, and I don't think we've turned as many pucks over in the last four or five in the neutral zone. Casual with the puck has kind of gone out of our game for the most part, so it's a start.